It's the Black Canvas.
But you know, like we tell you all the time, you don't have to wait till a new year to start a new beginning. You can go ahead and actually start it today or last week.
I got a lot of people on TV talk about, man, it's a new year, you know, it's a new me. It's like, nigga, it's the same old you.
With DC ST.
The whole 10 minutes, the manager kept on asking me, like, man, you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, you want me to call an ambulance? And I was like, no, no, yes. That's why they always got it. They got to get rid of all of our leaders, man, and then, like, throw more dumb shit in our face to distract us, man.
Like Chanel purses. Presented by For Real.
For Real, yeah, yeah. Jordans. Where the ceiling is the roof.
And now, ECST.
Yeah. What's up, ST, man? How you been, man?
Man, I'm chilling, EC, man. You know, just feeling great. How you feeling, EC?
Man, nothing much, man. Just trying to, you know, trying to take too much clarity on all this fucking pollen out here in Georgia, man. This shit,
yeah.
Shit getting real in these streets, man.
Yeah.
I was coming back home from a little family trip from Orlando.
Yeah.
And I saw my car was just like, was white. I was like, man, somebody paint my car? I mean, yeah. Not white, but yellow. Oh, like, somebody paint my fucking car, man? Shit. Like, dude, you touch the car. Like, I'm so, you know, I'm such a germaphobe, or, you know, I'm a real germaphobe. So if my hands feel slightly greasy, I wash my hands. All my hands always look like I'm baking some biscuits or something, because they always dry as shit.
Yeah.
So, because, like, what I do now is, like, when I get in my car, if I touch the handle, I get some wet wipes to wipe my hands off, and I take that wet wipe, put that shit in a Kleenex, and then I put that shit on the side of my little driver console so I get out the fucking car, man. That's how I'm freaking paranoid I am of pollen getting my nose, man, because I'm extremely allergic to pollen, like most people.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up with, you know, all the interstates and things cracking and gas leaks and, you know, on I-20 and I-85, like, what's going on, man? Like, the roads is getting jacked up. People can't even drive no more. Like, we barely can drive on, you know, what's open now.
Hey, dude, they blaming on crackheads, man. People smoking crack under the people smoking crack under the bridges, man. That's what they blaming it on. But it's just poor. It's just
poor infrastructure.
Yeah, poor infrastructure, man. It's finally catching up with them. Like a motherfucker, yeah. Was just like, hey, man, you know, if we take another 2 weeks, we can do this right, and it'll stay there for years. But if we just stop now and just cover it up, you know, with some cement, man, it'll pop up in the next, you know, about 10, 15 years. Like, we worry about it in 10, 15 years, man. Let's get the fuck out of here, man. I got to go to SOs, man, and get fucking fuck me a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I-20, I-85, man, motherfuckers ought to leave home early to plan their route. You know, like, I-85 been shut down, man. This whole week, I-85 North been shutting down this whole week, man, and trying to fix it, man. So, you know, motherfuckers happy that, you know, that work over in that area using that shit as an excuse, like, man, I'm going to be late, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the boss can't do nothing but be like, man, you know what, man, you're right, man. You're like, shit we could do. And motherfuckers be smiling when they know they got, like, a route they could take on the streetway to work where they still be late because the motherfuckers don't want to work.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, man, I went down to went down to Orlando, man, this past weekend, because it was funny. We were talking about it. We were like, I was telling you I was going, and you were like, man, you driving? I was like, yeah. You was like, whoa. And then, halfway going down there, after the first two-hour chunk, I was like, man, ST was right, man. This is some bullshit. And I think I was on my second Red Bull by then, like that tall can Red Bull. Oh God, I was on my second can, man, and I was like, I still had 3 hours to go, and I was just like, woo, this is a fucking doozy, boy. This is about to be a doozy. But yeah, man, I went down with the family. We went down to a restaurant called Big Fin. It was actually, you know, really good. I had some grilled shrimp, French fries, and some coleslaw. Then we had some lobster. We shared like three appetizers. We shared a crab cake, some alligator, and some lobster mac and cheese. And that lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, no, it's stupid.
Dog, it just was slick retarded, dog. All right, because, like, when we were eating it, I let my mom get some, and then my sister get some, and then it was like a chunk of it left in the corner, like a little square pastry, a square dish, and I was like, y'all done?
Yeah.
And they was like, go ahead. I was like, like, I raked that junk up so hard, man. You know shit good when you, like, like, yeah, it's like some, like, residue, like, cream on, with mac and cheese. I like my mac and cheese creamy.
Yeah.
You, like, have some cream left, and you, like, you, like dabbing your fork in it and, like, licking the fork.
Scraping the dish.
Hey, yeah, scraping that bitch. I hear
skit.
All right, fat bastard, let that shit go. It's go. And then after that, man, we went to the mall. It's called the Mall of Millennia. It actually was a nice mall. It had, like, high-end shit in there. It had, like, Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's. This is, like, Anthropology, man. I was just checking out some shoes. Some Adidas NMDs. The new ones came out.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I like them. I love them shoes, man. Check that out. Then we got some Godiva chocolate. And then after that, we went to, like, little Froyo place and got some Froyo, and then, like, because this is my little cheat day, so I was just going all out, because when I usually go on my cheat days, I kind of fuck up, so I set myself back a week because I fuck up too hard.
So when you cheat, like, nigga, you cheat all the way.
Oh yeah, man, like, you gonna do what you gotta do all the way, because, like, my diet is so, it's somewhat bland, but it's not that bad. Yeah. But when I do have my cheat day, it's just like prisoner's last meals and shit. Like, work come by, I'd be like, man, what you want? Like, all right, boss, let me get this, 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 and this. Like, you better fit all this in? I'm about to die anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna fit all this shit in. That's how I eat. So I went by this Froyo joint after I had all that, and I filled a cup all the way to the top, and then I went over to, like, the little condiment section, and I got it, like, I got so many Reese's Pieces and miniature Oreos that the shit was, like, falling off the cup. And I was like, shit. And I had to, like, go back and put some more on top.
Wow.
And then when I went and put that shit on the scale, the shit was falling off the scale. And I was mad because it was touching the counter. I had to throw the shit away. And I can't even go back to that shit. But, yeah, man, it was a fun trip. But then somebody almost got to a car wreck coming back. And then an 18-wheeler caught on fire. And we were sitting in traffic for an hour. It was an hour and 10 minutes in traffic, and then we got home at, like, it was like 2 a.m, and then it kind of pissed me off because, like, when we were almost home, I hate what, like, Apple Maps does this, man. It gives you the fastest route, but the fastest route be, like, back, you know, like, backwoods shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, going through, like, backwoods of Alabama, man, is just like going back to the 1950s, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it was crazy because you text me. I was, like, pulling down this little access road, and you text me. And right when you text me, like, a big-ass cow came out of nowhere and walked across the street like, what up, nigga? And then, like, looked at me, looked at the car, and it looked straight, and it trotted on up. And I was like, well, thank you, sir, for moving out the fucking way.
Yep.
If it weren't for your text, I wouldn't have seen that cow. And the cow's fucking black, too.
Wow.
You don't know fucking lights out there, man. That would have been fucking tragic, dude.
Yeah, what? That would have been horrible.
Hell yeah, man. But after that, man, we got home. I went to sleep. I, like, woke up at, like shit, noon the next day. I'm still trying to catch up with my fucking rest, man. I'm tired of shit. Like, man, like, I ain't doing that shit again. I remember, what's up the call with today? And she was like, when we going on our next adventure? I was like, not for a long fucking time, man. If I'm driving like that, man, fuck that shit. Hey, do it, man. Like, I just can't sit up and just drive for hours on end, dude.
Yeah.
Like I used to, man. I don't even know how I did it back in the day.
Man, I got a rule, you know. If my destination is over, you know, anything over 5 hours, I'm flying.
I feel you, man.
I don't drive nowhere over 5 hours.
Yeah, dude. Because I know I'm going to Cali this summer.
Yeah.
I know I'm flying to Cali. I ain't, like, if I had to drive to Cali, I don't care if my hotel paid for, my favorite porn star gonna be there, do whatever she can say, you can do whatever you want to me. for the whole weekend. I don't even care. And I had to drive out there, but like, man, I'm sorry, baby. I can't do it. Like, man, it ain't even worth it, man. I want to get my D whip, but not that bad. I ain't driving, like, what is it from here to California, man, driving? What is that like?
I think 23 hours.
23 hours, man?
Something like that.
Pussy, man. And like, all expense paid. Some sip ass nigga do that shit, though.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah. Let me get my Depends diaper, man.
And it'd be some nigga who'll make that trip and then don't even get none. Get out there and get robbed or something like that.
Yeah, they go all the way out there, get in the hotel room and get shaked down all his shit. some niggas be like, let me get my Depends diapers, man, and my fire engine. I'll beat that, baby.
Yeah.
I never forget the time I was working out with these dumbass dudes up at college. It was like a long time ago, like my sophomore year, and they were just talking about how they would always drive down to Atlanta to fuck some girls. And they could have been lying probably talking about fucking some dudes, no telling. But I had fake flyers and shit. Yeah, man, I drive all the way to Atlanta to get mine. I was like, man, you drive 4 hours for some pussy, man? I was like, man, that's crazy. There was some decent looking women on our campus. You know, it was far and few in between.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, it was about like, I would say about every year, 6 or 7 fine women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That pretty much were on our campus. But I ain't driving no 4 hours for some vagina, man. Fuck that shit, man. We got to meet me halfway. I ain't doing that shit, man. Ain't no way, man. But other than that, man, did you have a pretty good weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty straight, man. Went out, we saw Cat Williams live, you know, the Great America Tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty straight. Red Grant. You know, that nigga's a fool. And, of course, Cat himself. Yeah, you know, he was talking about some pretty, you know, interesting things. You know, of course, he had to make mention of, you know, all of the things that he's been going through lately.
Which is fucking a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So he said under this new administration, you know, he's not getting in no more trouble. he said... He got 4 years to keep himself, you know, on the straight and narrow. And I was like, well, all right, then. I hope he does it. Because, yeah, this ain't the administration to play. So, also, for all you, you know, people out there who be, you know, scheming on your taxes, these next 4 years, these ain't the years to do it. And hopefully, you know, as you are listening to this, everybody is at least filed their taxes and had them turned in yesterday. Yesterday was the last day, being that, you know, Easter was this past Sunday. But yeah, so hopefully, everybody in the family got their taxes done, you know, and everything. So, you know, don't wait till the last minute for that, because you definitely don't want them IRS boys, you know, showing up at your house.
Yeah, them motherfuckers will come and touch you.
Yeah, they will.
They will not call you. They'll pull up to your job. They'll pull up to your crib. They'll pull up to you where your favorite eating spot and come holler at you, man. They don't play about that shit.
Mm-mm. At all.
This shit. Mm-hmm, yeah, man. Those are the last people you want to fuck with, dude.
Mm-mm.
Off top. And I'll never forget the time when they were doing that little string of people just going around. You know, people getting called from the quote-unquote IRS. I never get the time they called me, and then I was like, I know we already said this story a long time ago, but they called me and I was like, whatever. I gave them a fake social security number.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the call, I was like, okay, have a nice day, because they had like an Indian accent, and they was like, you listen to me. Now I need your social security number. This is the IRS. This is a very important business. And I was like, the IRS don't call you. They come get you. And I was like, bye. Like da da da. On top of that, fuck shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Good way to get, you know, your credit messed up.
Hell yeah, dude. No, don't ever. I know people, this should be common knowledge, but most people don't know this, man. But if anybody ever call you saying they need your social security number and your credit card information, and they tell me they're the IRS, hang up on them.
Yeah.
IRS will come to you. Don't worry. They got enough resources to come holler at you.
Oh, yeah. They'll come find you.
Yeah, they come find you, man. It'll be in like a little black sedan or
a suburban.
Hell yeah. with a two-piece suit on, walking up to your door. With a damn portfolio, that's when your ass need to be shitting bricks and sweating hard. Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time. Yeah, dude. That's funny as hell. Cat Williams said that shit, man. So I'm gonna get this shit, cause man, ain't no time to play anymore, dude.
Oh no, not at all. You know, his whole thing, you know, exposing, you know, the quote unquote Illuminati, you know, all the practices that, you know, that they are known for, you know. That didn't help him out, so
he's
kind of been on the downswing ever since.
They fucked that nigga up.
Yeah, they did. And it was funny, we were kind of having this conversation. My lady, her mother, and my mom, and a cousin of mine, we were having a conversation. And, you know, my biggest point was, you know, as a comedian, you don't just all of a sudden become not funny. Like, you know, especially after something like that happens, it's, you know, the media, they skew, you know, your perception to the rest of the masses. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you aren't being promoted as you once were.
Yeah, because he wasn't playing the game.
Yeah, like you don't just lose that talent.
No.
So, you know, you think about all the stars, you know, that have signed their name on the dotted line, you know, sign their life away or sign their soul away. And, you know, we talk about, you know, Michael and Prince, you know, some of the very same things that we were talking about on the show and how, you know, when it's time, you know, they come to collect. So, and it's either with your life or your career. You know, it's just one of those things where, in Cat Williams' case, I think he got off pretty easy because he's still able to make, you know, a decent living, but it's not on the grand scale that it once was.
He got dealt with, man. He got dealt with. And people just need to understand how powerful they are. That's why most, like we said earlier, that's why most celebrities just, you see them either OD on drugs or have to go to rehab because, like, what they're dealing with is on some old fucked up shit. Yeah. And they know they can't expose them because everybody wouldn't be down. Like, it have to be, everybody would have to be on the same page for it to work. And then everybody won't be because, like, everybody has a price.
Yeah. Because either number one, nobody wants to give up that lifestyle.
Yep.
Or number two, nobody wants to get killed. We was also talking about, you know, Martin Lawrence, how, you know, he went, you know, parading through the streets, you know, talking about fight the power or whatever he was saying. Cause, you know, he knew, like, he had to put himself in an alternative mindset, you know, because I guess he couldn't deal with it.
I wonder how those interactions go, dude, or just how the phone calls work, or just how do they get in contact with you? I know that's got to be some, man.
It's people with unlimited resources, man. That have technologies and, you know, things that we'll never know about. You know, that's probably how GPS actually started, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, man? This is one dude. I know some people y'all have heard of him. His name is Professor Griff.
I watch a couple of his videos.
Yeah, that motherfucker is like, you know how I'm a conspiracy theorist? Like, that motherfucker is like on a whole other level.
Yes, he is, though.
He's
on a whole other level, and he's very, very detailed.
Yeah, he is, man. Because I remember one time he was just talking about, I already knew about, him talking about, like, microwaves, what microwaves do to people, yada, yada, yada. But I remember he was talking about, man, they got a gun they working on where they could just shoot it and the waves to just send it like waves of vibrations, send the shit to your heart, make you have a heart attack. And all you gotta do is just stand within like 20 feet of you. And I was like, at first, I was just sitting there like laughing at it, like, man, this crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
it sounds crazy, but then when you actually think about that,
that shit's possible, you know?
Yes, it is. It's very possible with the technology that we have now.
Yeah.
How could that not be a possible option?
Oh yeah, it's a possible option, man. You know, somebody listening right now, like right there, we got it all.
Yeah.
Got a treasure trove of destruction went on y'all niggas. But when I was a kid, I was like, all right, man, this dude kind of on the deep end. I'm gonna have to like stop listening to him. But now that I think about it, like that's not like far fetched at all.
No. Not at all. It's not too far-fetched.
Man, speaking of which, man, you hear about this robot in Russia that can wield two handguns and shoot accurately from any distance?
I'm telling you. Putin, he collecting his army.
Yeah, man, y'all Google that junk, man. It's a robot that can literally carry two guns right now and shoot accurately with up to like a 98% accuracy.
Jeez.
As of right now, dude. And then they had like, did he get a reload on his own? Like, man, this shit.
Nigga, this, he finna make.
Choo 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 choo.
He finna make. He's gonna make a whole squadron of Terminators, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Skynet's real, man.
I'm telling you.
Man, fuck. This shit's getting crazy, dude. When I saw that, I just like kind of blinked and I was like, huh? I'm like, what? Well, no, man. But oh, yeah, man. Let me go ahead and introduce the show, man. Y'all, welcome to another episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly show that comes on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services. That's iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Mac, and YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites. You know, Twitter at BlankCanvasECST. Make sure you hit us up with a follow. And our Instagram at BlankCanvasECST. And on Facebook at BlankCanvasECST. And without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
It's not that much news going on right now, so pretty much our show is pretty much we're gonna have like a little ranting, like another little ranting hour. So we're gonna like talk about, you know, the Facebook killer, yeah. And then we're pretty much gonna just, you know, just do what we were just doing just a minute ago. But this fuck nigga here. So pretty much, man, like we were coming back home from Orlando, and my mom had to stop and use the restroom. So I was like, all right, it's my time to go ahead, you know, check Twitter out. Cause you know, I don't try to text and drive.
Yeah.
I used to in the past. That shit makes me dizzy. And then plus it's a fucking hazard. Y'all start doing that shit, man. I saw this one girl driving an AT&T sponsored car, texting and driving. And I was like, this can't be work related because this shit was too long, man. It was like too detailed and I could see it too. And she was doing like 40 miles per hour because we were in the 60. I was like, man, it's not that fucking important, man, when you can lose your life. But, man, we're back to this. But, yeah, dude, I went on, you know, a Twitter that I went on, like, the search function for, like, the biggest topics. And all I saw was, like, Cleveland. And I was like, okay, what's going on with LeBron's hairline? Let's see what's going on with it. And so I opened a tab and I saw Facebook Live. Somebody from Cleveland on Facebook Live saying he's gonna go and kill somebody. And then I watched a video that y'all all know about where he was like, man, nobody listens to my problems. You know what I'm saying? Every time a problem come up, you know, so I listen to their problem, but nobody listens to my problems. So I'm about to just go out here and just kill some people. You know what I'm saying? It's people, man. This shit kind of fucked up, man. But you know, this shit about to happen. And so he ended up lying, saying he shot 15 people, which he didn't. And he only killed one person. And then the motherfucker only like, he only shot a soft target, which was an elderly man. That just shows how much of a pussy he was. But the I go ahead and get to the part about him getting caught after you, like, after you explain how you found out about Facebook killer. Go ahead.
Matter of fact, it came on my phone. I was taking a nap, and my phone buzzed, and it said, "Cleveland, Ohio man murdered somebody via Facebook Live," and I was like, "Dang, Facebook Live?
Yeah,
like why would you? Why?" So, you know, and just being inquisitive, I guess I just wanted to understand what his purpose was. I don't know, maybe he was just trying to, you know, maybe he's trying to warn somebody, or maybe, you know, maybe he's trying to, you know, give notice to somebody or something. But I guess when I read some of his reasonings for, you know, doing what he did, I don't know. I guess it was just some dude that, you know, entitled, I guess, to whatever. But I guess instead of him, you know, sitting down, you know, and being a man and, you know, doing something constructive to solve his problems, he want to take it out on some elderly man who probably couldn't defend himself. I don't know, man. And it's sad, dude, because I'm starting to notice that we're seeing more and more black killers. Like senseless killing, like as far as just random killing. We've always known about, you know, black on black crime, but now it's gotten to a point where we just, I don't know. It goes back to, you know, our first ever episode, and, you know, we're not mentally tough anymore, man. Like, we'll take out a gun and shoot somebody over the smallest thing now. So, you know, after seeing this, I kind of got disgusted, because it's like, what purpose do you serve by just shooting somebody via Facebook Live? Like, and how dumb is that? Like, you already know millions of people. Man, I don't know. Maybe that's what he wanted. Maybe he wanted millions of people to, you know, remember his name, or, you know, for him to be remembered. But I don't know, man. Like, that's just stupid. And I guess it goes, you know, further to say how stupid he is by the way he got caught.
Yeah, seeing the elderly man getting shot at point blank range over a woman. Because first of all, the man was immensely unstable. He was depressed. He was, I forgot how old he was, but he's in his late 30s, so he know pretty much his life's over, so he can't accomplish his dreams that he want to accomplish, which is wrong in his mind. He's thinking he's done. He can't accomplish nothing. But he just seemed hopeless.
Yeah.
And he just seemed like, man, life wasn't worth living, because he probably had some dreams that he just couldn't fulfill. And he just kind of got lazy and said, you know what, F it. I'm about to be 40. I guess I want to come with my dream now, so let me just go ahead and just take my hurt and my anger out on somebody else.
Yeah.
Which is something that you should never do, dude.
Yeah, that's selfish.
Yeah, man. You should just go ahead, go in the corner, blow your brains out. Don't try to do it. Don't try to take out somebody else because you're feeling bad, man. But
see, I mean, but you shouldn't do that either, though.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that either, but if it comes down to it where you just like, man, I'm just so hurt, and I'm just so mad at the world, I want to just hurt somebody, man. Just seek help. No, one thing, I'm not saying, man, I'm not condoning suicide. But I'm saying, man, seek help first. But if it gets to that extreme where you're just like, man, I'm on edge, I'm on tilt, man. Just, you know, take yourself out. Don't be taking out anybody else. Don't take out other people with you. Innocent bystanders, man. Just try to go get some help. If not, blow your brains out.
He should have took it out on a bag of animal crackers or something.
He done it already.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's millions of people who don't accomplish their dreams every day.
Every day, man. like, yeah. You give up every day.
Yeah, and like, you can't feel sorry for yourself just because you hadn't accomplished your dreams. Or maybe it's not your time to accomplish your dreams yet. Maybe the man upstairs knows that you ain't ready to handle, you know, your dreams being accomplished right now.
Exactly.
Maybe it's not your season. Maybe you should be patient and wait it out. Maybe you haven't worked hard enough for your dreams to be accomplished. Maybe that's what it is. Instead of, you know, taking things into your own hands and ending somebody else's life because you're unhappy with yours, you know, that's no excuse. I don't give nobody a pass for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just goes to show it. As I said, man, like, we're mentally weak. We're just weak, man. We are weak now.
I think it's set up just to work that way. The system's made that way for people just to kind of feel helpless and not know how to fend for yourself or how to think for yourself because of our educational system. Our educational system not built on thinking outside the box and thinking for yourself.
Oh, no.
Just taught just to memorize facts. And pretty much we go to school to learn how to be employees and not how to be employers.
Yep, I was just about to say that. I was just about to reemphasize what you said in a previous episode.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it is, man. It's just we're not built to think on our own. That's why extracurricular learning is needed, especially, man, in elementary, middle school, and high school. That is needed for our children. To be able to think past, like, oh, all I need to do is memorize this formula, and this formula will get me to my answer.
Yeah.
You need to go ahead and not even give them the formula. Let them sit up and say, hey, how can I figure this out on my own and get to the same resolution as if I had to use this formula? And then that'll open up another part of your mind where you'll think through things more critically, man. Our critical thinking skills are fucking kaput, dude.
Yeah.
And they're fucking garbage. But, seeing the old man die at point blank range was horrifying and sad, man. And I remember, like, they got the killer said, say this woman's name. He's like, I don't know who she is. And then he held up his little plastic bag up in front of his face. Cause that's all you could do. Cause that's like your first instinct trying to cover yourself. And then he just shot him. And he turned the camera and showed him he was just dead in an instant. And then he just got his fat fuck ass in the car and, drove on. But as y'all know now, as of now, y'all know that the Facebook killer has been caught, and it's funny the way he got caught. But go ahead and tell the SD if people don't know.
Well, first off, just to let you know, the nigga is dead. So
yeah, he out of here.
Yeah, so, but he did take that alternative route by, you know, killing himself. But, yeah, so this genius, being the man that he is, you know, hungry.
All the time.
this clown decides to go to McDonald's and grab himself some food. So one of the employees at the McDonald's that this man went to, recognized him. And so with his order, which was smart, they told him to pull up and wait because, you know, they told him that his fries were, you know, I guess were fresh. So they wanted him to wait. So while he was waiting, they called the police on him. And after seeing that the jig was up, he decided to take himself out. And I guess lucky for him, he had the gun in the car already. So,
punk ass dude. But
yeah, that's...
I ain't gonna lie, man. When I saw that video, how he got caught, I laughed my ass off, man.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off, dude. Like,
your
stomach was your demise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, you gotta think about it, man. If you're gonna pre-plan, I don't even know if I should even try to explain it to people. Like, man, EC taught me how to do this. FBI coming to me and shit.
Yeah,
man, I'm good. I ain't gonna explain this shit. But just think logically, man. You can do all that shit, man.
It's just dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb as hell, man.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't have a choice. I guess maybe, you know, he didn't really have anybody around him to go to McDonald's for him or something. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. And I guess it's just, you know, his stomach was just taking over. He's like, look, I'm hungry. This is what I want. You know, so I guess I'm going to just go ahead and take the risk by going to McDonald's myself instead of, you know, because I'm sure by that time, you know, everybody had seen the, you know, the Facebook live video. So I'm pretty sure that he had no allies left. So.
Oh, no, man. Most definitely, man. Like, that motherfucker was gone, man. He had no friend.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody was probably disgusted with him. So, but I don't know, man.
You gotta come to a point where you gotta have a thought process, like, okay, yeah. my face is all plastered around the news because of me.
Yeah.
Because of what I done, because I want it to be seen. Everybody has a cell phone now. Even bums on the street have a cell phone. Just like this goes back to this episode of American Dad where Stan and his wife went to a resort. And Stan's talking about, I got the new iPhone 5 Plus. He's like, just take a picture for us. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. I got you. I'll take a picture. And he was like, this is the newest model. Just came out. Like, I got it too. And then Stan was like, but you're a gardener. It's not like having a smartphone is not a status symbol anymore. Everybody has one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing that really separates you if you have like the higher end with the bigger gigs.
Or you have it first.
Or you have it first and people can't tell if you have the bigger gigs on the phone by just looking at it, which is good because if they could, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker trying to rob you. So I'm
about to say.
Oh, somebody ever gonna do that shit, man.
Yeah.
Like the biggest sizes come in like different colors.
Yeah.
I have a fucking case on my shit because I ain't got time to be fighting a motherfucker over a phone, man. But as I do, I'll do it. Well, yeah, man. I don't know the point I was trying to make, but yeah, man, you hold your face plastered everywhere. You don't think a motherfucker ain't got no smartphone and like you're the topic of the whole Easter weekend and no motherfucker's not gonna notice you.
Yeah.
Especially somebody's working at McDonald's. Yeah. And all they do is stay on their phone and be flipping burgers. Cause I know if I was working at fast food joint, I'd always be on social media.
Oh yeah, wasn't there like a $50,000 reward for this nigga?
Hell yeah, I wonder if the worker gets it.
I was about to say, do you not think that person at McDonald's wasn't trying to get that money? They was trying to come up.
Yeah.
That would have been all I needed.
Dude, when he pulled up, he'd be like, okay, sir, that'll be $5.75. And then when I'm saying $5.75, on the 75 part, I just grin like a motherfucker and be like, it was like, cha-ching! Like, go ahead and pull up, sir. You know, we got some extra hot fries for you. Extra hot, you know? Hey, you know, I'm more fat fucks love that McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, man, McDonald's fries ain't all that.
It's been a while. I haven't had any in a long time.
I haven't eaten McDonald's in years, man.
Yeah,
yeah, man. It's just like, you just like, eat at home or eat at McDonald's. I eat at home. But it was crazy that the motherfucker even was like, you on the run.
Yeah.
And you're going to, like, sit there and wait on the fries. That just shows how greedy he is. Where he was just willing to wait.
Yeah.
For French fries, dude. I would have been like, man, I would have ordered a hamburger and been done with it or whatever. Or I would have thought in my head, like, they're talking about we're waiting on fries. I would have been like, man, okay, I'm on the run. I'll just take what I can get.
Yeah.
And not be greedy. You know what I'm saying? Eat low enough. Now stop being greedy. Get to the nigga. I would have took the Big Mac. I would have been on the Big Mac, Big Nasty, and been gone, man.
Yeah.
Gotta think, man. When you're on the run, you have to think. And plus, he went from, hold on, because he drove some miles because he went from Cleveland to Pennsylvania because they caught him in Pennsylvania. So let me see how far is that?
That's the next state over. Look like.
Yeah, so he didn't really get far. He didn't really get far at all. And that's how we just can't find him. And it took 2 days to find him. I was like, you can find a motherfucking jersey. You can find Tom Brady jersey, but you can't find this dude.
Exactly.
Like, what was he doing? He must have turned like location services off. Like, after he killed the old man, he must have been smart enough to turn his location services off. His phone, and just like shut his phone up after that. Cause that's what you literally gotta do. You probably gotta take out your SIM card. pretty much, they can track you by your SIM card. So you pretty much take a SIM card out if you had AT&T or T-Mobile. Or if it was a CDMA phone, they could track you like that too. So he either just ditched the phone or whatever. But let me stop talking like a fucking crazy man. that motherfucker know what they do when they get tracked. Man, motherfucker listen to this shit like 10 times. Okay, he said this, he did, he said this. but yeah, man, like the way he got caught, he deserved to get caught, but at least he had the gun in the car so he can blow his own brains out because he wasn't making it back to Cleveland.
No,
he wasn't making it back to Cleveland, dude. They would definitely go to ice him, man. That was free reign to kill him.
Oh yeah, that was the evidence was the video, that's how they needed to, open fire on him.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's possible they might have took him in alive. Maybe it would depend on if they found a gun, like if they found a gun in the car with him, like and he actually had it in his hands. Like if they pulled up on him. And, they had him with his hands, hands up and everything. They probably would have brought him in alive. But, just given the recent events of our American police officers, the past couple of years, I strongly doubt it. It's a possibility.
Yeah, but this one, just speaking of which, it was one dude named Malik Allah Muhammad. Today, he killed 3 people in Fresno. He was targeting white people, and he let Luke Akbar while he was getting arrested, and they brought him in alive.
Yeah,
and he shot 3 white people, man. So that shit was crazy. They'll bring your people alive like that to get behind their motives, like to be like, man, are there more of you?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, and then they'll go and just mistreat him in prison. Then he'll come up, he'll end up being dead, which is fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll probably, torture him, which.
And then, his ass.
Yeah, the United States claim that they, are against, but
They bring a big ass towel and a gallon of water. Like, what you doing with that? You never watched NCIS, motherfucker? This shit better come out.
Because I forgot, what was it? It was during a time when, the U.S. were, we were strongly against torture. But who was it that we captured some people and we were torturing them all at the same time?
Yeah, I think it was in Iraq. Remember they were taking pictures of her. I know it's an iconic picture where the woman had a cigarette in her mouth, but she was throwing peace signs to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that pretty much caused a huge stir in the media. That's against the Geneva Convention. We can't do that jump, man. We can't torture people, man. And another thing, this is a fun fact for y'all. Another rule of war is you can't fake surrender. That's against the rules. You cannot do that.
wait a minute. Who says that you can't fake surrender? Like that could be a ploy, to get your second line of troops in.
That's what I'm saying, man. You can't do it. You can't just be like, you can't throw up a white towel and then they put the defenses down, then you just like mow their ass down.
That would be exactly what I'd do.
Man, we're putting their guns down, have somebody on top of a cliff with a assault rifle. It's probably clank.
Because haven't they heard the old saying that all is fair in love and war?
Yeah, man. Hey, we could be generals in war. We're like, can we just pretend like we were going to, going to quit? Need to put this out? Like, sir, we can't do that. Fucking do it, man. I'm ready to go home. They had to put that shit in the rule book. Motherfucker be doing that shit all day long. But man, let me go ahead and say congratulations, fuckwads, to all of you Fast and the Furious fans. We're gonna get a fucking 9th movie because of y'all. And this the movie broke. first week box office numbers. Again, like they broke records, dude, off of this movie. Again. What's the appeal, y'all? What is the appeal?
Fast cars and
stars?
Yeah, I guess. Running from the police.
And all of them are only an A-list star.
Things that you couldn't do in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Like the, yeah, it's kind of just like living a fantasy, man. Only A-list stars, really. He's become one as The Rock.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if it wasn't for the Fast and Furious movies, Vin Diesel wouldn't be a star.
No, he wouldn't.
Nah, nobody fuck with Triple X.
I was about to say, ain't nobody watching Triple X.
That bullshit, man.
And Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, that fuck shit, dude. We ain't even hating. It's just straight facts, people. Straight facts, homie. Like, no, nobody checking for these dudes. And then like every movie, they try to add like a new star. They added Charlize Theron, and she kind of getting long in the tooth. You know what I'm saying? Cause she getting old.
Yeah, but believe it or not, Charlize, though, she still looks pretty great for, you know, she's in her 40s now, I think.
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
Yeah, she still looks pretty decent, so.
Yeah, and she still looks good.
Yeah, I guess as a whole, we've all moved on from Demi Moore. Because if you look at Demi Moore now, she looks like absolute trash.
Yeah, like. I put like three like Caucasian women. I wouldn't be mad at if they were butt naked in my room talking about get it on like all at once, like Charlize Theron, Scarlett Johansson. And, like, what's a third? It looks exotic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The two of them would be enough. Just go in the room, just smile, and close the door, be like, hey, I'm gonna be a nigga for one day. Man, what's up with? Man, I know this is like beating the dead horse, man. What's up with all these brothers, man? Nah, fuck it. Man, let's move on.
Yeah.
We're talking about. All right. Yeah. y'all know what we're talking about. Fuck it. I don't understand it, man. But, man, get on the draft, man. NFL draft is next week.
Yes, it is.
I'm thoroughly excited. Can't wait to see my Ravens trade down and collect picks for no fucking reason when the playmaker's there, you know, the Aussie way. But what do you think is gonna happen on draft night, man? Do you think this is what I think is gonna happen? And let me know if you think it'll happen or not. I think Sherman's gonna get traded. This is the first night. Sherman's gonna get dealt. Malcolm Butler's gonna get dealt. Kirk Cousins may get dealt. And we're going to see at least like three trades of picks in the first round. But I think all that's going to happen on the first day, dude.
Well, Malcolm, he just signed his offer sheet.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility he could stay, but I could definitely see Sherman being traded because, you know, they fed up with that nigga. And I can see Kurt getting dealt. I can tell you one thing though, if I'm the Browns, man, I would go ahead and draft Myles Garrett at number one.
Okay.
And then I'd come back and get Deshaun Watson at number 12.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like that's a win-win. But everybody's like the reports are saying now that
he won't. Yeah, he's gonna be the third quarterback taken. That's stupid.
Yeah, that and the reason why they're not high on him is they're high on Trubisky and Kaiser is because of the system that he was in was a one-read system.
Yeah.
So that's all it was. And then, like, I mean, I'm going to take a winner. I'm sorry, man. When it comes to the quarterback, I'll talk to my boy Jay about this. When it comes to the quarterback, I want a winner.
Yeah.
I'd rather go with a known, proven winner than a potential guy. I'll take potential at wide receiver, cornerback, safety, defensive end, defensive tackle.
Yeah.
And like the specialty positions, but with quarterback.
You don't even have to draft those guys. Those can be people you pick up off free agency. Like, unless it's like a Randy Moss type of receiver. Like, what? There's really no point to drafting a receiver within the first three rounds. I don't think so.
Yeah, man. I do go by the old Bill Parcells method where you don't really need like a number one wide receiver to get the job done, man. Look at the pass. I know Colin Cowherd talks about that shit too, that fucking bastard. But look at the past Super Bowl winners, man. Are any of like the top 10 wide receivers, did they win the Super Bowl?
Well, when Denver won it, they fell off. Like Demaryius Thomas, he wasn't the number one.
What's up with him? He fell off hard, man. What happened to him, man?
I don't know, but somehow he's still skating by.
So the devil, man, and now he's like, man, never mind. Like, okay, cool, never mind then. All right, all your ability's gone.
Yeah, like, pretty
something
much.
Something up with that, man, because he was balling out. All of a sudden, he just fell off. Yeah. Even when Peyton was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did. Yeah. Yeah, I remember. You know, he was. You couldn't cover him, and then all of a sudden, it's like, either he couldn't run routes. Or he just, I don't know, he couldn't release off his man, or I don't know what was going on. He couldn't catch. I don't know, but he just disappeared. But back to draft night. Mitchell Trubisky, man, like he struggled. He barely won the job this past year. He's the number one guy, I don't get. And then with DeShone Kizer, his own coach came out and said that he's not ready.
I would go suck the fuck out of him, dude. I wouldn't even want to go to Notre Dame if a coach is going to be out in the media just shitting on you like that. Even if I'm not ready, don't say that shit on NFL on national radio, man.
Okay, but remember, Pete Carroll did the same thing. He said the same thing about Mark Sanchez.
Mofo was right, too.
Yes, exactly. So, how can you not be upset at Pete Carroll, but then be upset with Brian Kelly? Because he's doing the same thing.
No, I'd be mad at both of them. Like, I'm just saying, like, I respect them saying that about those prospects, but if I was in a position like Mark Sanchez or DeShone Kizer, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, man, can we keep this shit in house?
Well,
it should affect my draft stock, believe it or not.
Well, yeah, but still, at the same time, like, if you're a coach, yeah, I understand that you're trying to make, you're trying to make your program all it's out to be. But still, you have an interest in, like, one of your former products being, in the league. Cause this could influence future prospects that you may have coming in.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would you want to go to a school where the coach calling you out saying you're not ready?
I would rather him call me out and tell me I'm not ready than to let me go and fail.
I can kind of, man, DeShone Kizer did the right thing, man. That team not going anywhere. They won 4 games last year. Think about coming back. And then let's say you don't have the pieces around you, and you lose 4, and you go like 4-whatever. I don't even know how many.
He went 4-8 this past year.
That's what I'm saying. If he went on it 3 times in a row, like okay, because what people don't like, you know this, but most people don't know, is college, all college prospects can talk to somebody from the NFL, and they can ask them where would I project if I left this year.
Yeah,
DeShone Kizer was told that he projected to go in the first round. He was like, okay, I'm projected to go in the first round and make $1 million, or I can stay back another year and struggle and might get knocked down to the second round because this team fucking sucks. What should I do? I'm going to get the fuck out. Yeah. In my opinion, he did the right thing. Because the motherfuckers aren't going anywhere, man. I think Brian Kelly caught lightning in the bottle his first couple years, and yeah. I think his methods are waning on the players. Yeah. And they're not really listening to me anymore. That's that John. It's that John Harbaugh effect, man. Because that's what people say about John Harbaugh. That say he'll motivate you those first couple of years, but then after a while, the shit just gets stale, and people just kind of get tired of the same methods. He don't know how to switch it up, and it kind of wanes on you. And I think that's the same thing for Brian Kelly. And yeah. I think if Brian Kelly has a winning season this upcoming year, mark my word, he's gonna hop to the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cause he know his time is up, man.
Yeah, I would think as an NFL prospect, like, yeah, okay, projected to go in the first round, but Because I'm sure Brian Kelly has already had this conversation with Deshaun before he even decided to enter the draft. I'm pretty sure he told him the same thing that we heard on the radio.
Yeah, you know, he seemed like the no-nonsense coach to be like, hey, man, you're not ready. But coach, they say I'm a first-round prospect. You're like, you're not ready, man. You need to develop more. I'm gonna be like, man, you got to kind of think of a broke, you know, oh, Deshaun Kyle don't seem like he it seems like he come from a nice family, so he seems like he probably ain't struggling. But you gotta think about it, man. Like that's one less year of unpaid risk going to your body.
True.
You can at least be in the league and you're being a backup, because you know you'll come in as a backup, getting that backup money.
Yeah.
And you can learn there. So I kinda see where Deshaun Kyle's coming from, man. You're getting millions, you're gonna sit for a year at least. He know he's not playing now. So at least sit for a year at least. He's going to get that money, and then probably in a year or two, he'll have his chance, and at least he'll be on the team, and he'll be making money instead of just sitting there getting a couple of T-shirts and some free meals.
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If college players, if on a majority scale, if they started getting paid, do you think this would change? Do you think an NFL prospect who has been told that you're not ready – you need to come back and, you know, develop more, and knowing that he'll get paid, it just won't be on the NFL scale, but he'll get paid. Do you think more prospects will stay in college and play?
Yeah.
To develop.
It depends on the pay scale, because some of them, like the good ones, they're getting paid now by boosters.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They, like the good ones get paid by boosters now, man. So
I'm meaning if they make it, you know, totally legal for boosters to pay.
And then it kind of walk on a fine line with how much do you pay a certain player? Do you pay like the top dude this much? If they start paying everybody, does everybody get the same pay?
Yeah.
Or do the top performers get more?
Mm-hmm.
It's opened up a can of worms, man. So
it's
really hard to do, dude. If I was going to pay the players, I would. Everybody get paid up to like the third string. After that, you just don't get paid. So it's going to be cutthroat from like the fourth to third string. It's just a fucking cutthroat. And everybody gets paid the same. That's the only way you could do it. Because if you start just having like incentive payment for players.
Yeah,
it's going to open up a fucking can of worms, and then boosters are still going to pay the motherfuckers anyway. So I don't think it could ever really be regulated. It's just what should happen. What should really happen, man, is every prospect. Let's say everybody gets paid. Everybody gets paid on the even scale. But if you want to use their likeness as far as selling their jerseys, their numbers on it, they get 25% to 50% of those profits.
Mm. You know, NCAA ain't giving that up.
Hell no, it's like free money, man.
At least not that much.
Yeah, man. Like at least that.
They'll get like 2% to 5%.
And dude, like, cause man, 25% of that shit, that's thousands, man. They be motherfuckers be up at night, you know, up at night having like cold flash, like. Ugh. Like, these niggas are getting this money that is rightfully theirs. Man. So that's the only fair way to do it. If you want to use that likeness to sell shit, man, let them get a little cut of it. And if not, just make a jersey out and just don't put no numbers on it. Make it look stupid.
Yeah.
All right, shit, it's your call, motherfuckers. But it's coming down the pipe, man. Because it took years for playoffs to come. Because they just covered like playoffs in the college.
Yep.
Football, they was like, man, we need a playoff system. And they talked about it for years, and then it finally came, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about players are coming out, going to court, man, suing schools, talking about, man, we need to get paid. This shit coming the next 5 years, man.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She was about to get paid, man, because I remember when I was playing, they gave a little stipend to everybody of $20 after the game. You know what I'm saying? Even I got, and I didn't even play. I ain't touch the field. I was like, no mind if I do, just go in my gas tank. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I go ahead and take that. But that's the only way. And I never forget the time I was watching Hard Knocks, the Jets edition, and they were talking about, Dog, man, what's the dude that died? Rest in peace, man. The guy that got shot in a traffic accident. Joe McKnight.
Yeah, Joe McKnight.
Yeah, Joe McKnight, man. So yeah, it was a part where Bart Scott was talking about Joe because he was out of shape.
Yeah.
Somebody, you need to watch out, Joe, man, for you to take a pay cut. He's like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And the worst, he was getting at USC. And they were like, ha, 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 ha. And they were like, there was like, you know, people say there's a truth to every joke. It was truthful.
Yeah, it was.
Those folks getting paid, especially at USC. So, you know what I'm saying? Those dudes walk riding around in nice cars with, you know, rims on it, you know, nigga shit, nigga trinkets and all that stuff. So, they, you know, they were definitely getting paid by boosters, because most boosters are, you know, just jock sniffers and just want to be a part of it because, you know, it gives them a thrill to say, I know this guy. And I'm his friend, not knowing that dude don't give a shit about you because, you know, he don't come from nothing because of the economic background, and he'll just be your friend because you give him the money. Yeah. And then, like, Larry Tunsil, well, he got Ole Miss in trouble from the texting that he did, and then him talking at his after draft presser, talking about, oh, yeah, we got paid.
Yeah.
You know, thinking it was okay after he got drafted, not knowing he's fucking up his program after he left. Cause remember, you and I were talking.
Yep.
You and I were talking years ago. We was like, man, how's Ole Miss getting all these prospects?
Yep.
Motherfuckers paying niggas.
How is Ole Miss this good all of a sudden?
Exactly, man.
I remember we were having that conversation.
Yep.
And then sometime late last year, they found out that Ole Miss had been, you know, cheating. So
yeah, man, it's only a matter of time. Like when a team, especially in football, when a team come out of nowhere and like get like 20 top five, like five star recruits, you're like, yep, they cheating. you ain't even gotta be like try to get in the benefit of the doubt. You were like, they cheating. Like, I don't even give them a chance to explain themselves. Like, all right, you cheating, man. How much you paying them? Like, if I was on the investigator for NCAA,
yeah,
about to sign a day, let's say Eastern Tennessee State University, like gets like 6 5 stars. I'm like, all right, y'all, I'll be back. They don't see what these motherfuckers doing, man. It's just like Louisville when they would bring in prostitutes to suck dudes off and have sex with them.
Yep.
In the dorm rooms, man. This shit happens. Just like He Got Game. Yeah. That iconic scene where he was like, we got to go meet the assistant coach. It was two butt naked blonde twins on a waterbed. I'll never forget that scene. Jesus. I don't know. I still would have. I would have did the same thing he did. I would have closed that door with the work, and then I still would have went to the school.
Yep.
Yeah, that just happens, man. Like, they get enticed by drugs and sex and money.
Yeah.
It's all about winning because, man, winning brings millions to the program, man. You got to do what you got to do. Just like in Baylor, where Art Briles was just like, oh, they sexually assaulted somebody. Anybody really talking about it? No, coach. I don't worry about it, man. Hut! Like, you know, they don't. Like, it's sad, but they literally don't care, man. It's just all about the bottom line. And just like, we'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about the draft in depth. We might have our own little mock draft. Maybe not. Maybe we will. Next week, they will just talk about reports about the dude, Joe Mixon. Hitting somebody. He went from he going to go in the first round or the second round to he might not even get drafted. That junk came out today.
Yeah.
So, shit, if you don't get drafted, Ozzy, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be alone tonight.
How many people remember that?
All of them. It just came to me. You remember that jump?
Yeah, I remember that jump. God, now.
You're so good. Like, yeah. If you lose some money.
Yep.
Hell yeah. But, yeah, man, don't let him go undrafted because he's a number. He's a first-round pick.
Yeah, he's a first-round talent.
Give a minimal deal?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude!
That's gonna be a steal, man.
It's gonna be a steal, but I think he's gonna be a Charger. For some reason, I think he's gonna be a Charger, dude.
I wouldn't doubt that because you know Melvin Gordon, he's kind of stumbling a little bit. Of course, there's a report out saying that McCaffrey that they were guaranteed, they were guaranteeing him that they was going to pick him. Like, they have a pick, I think, in the teens. I don't know. I don't know what team it is, but yeah, they said that if he's on the board, then he's guaranteed to be drafted. Christian McCaffrey by some team that has a pick in the teens.
Yeah, he's definitely getting drafted. He's definitely getting drafted in the first round, man. He's not going before Fournette. He'll go after Fournette.
Yeah, they're saying Fournette's supposed to go,
to Jaguars.
Which I don't think that would be. I don't think that would be a bad look. Let me tell you something.
They don't need him. They need offensive line help so bad.
Yeah, they do.
He's O-line bad, man. But he's kind of like AP, so that's why I can see it.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say, but is there any first round talent, like, as far as O-line are concerned?
No, this is a horrible O-line class.
That's what I'm saying. So it would be stupid for them to, you know, get something that they, you know, that's not even worth the pick. Why not go ahead and get that monster back in the backfield? And Tom Coughlin is whipping them boys into shape. Let me just say that right now. Yeah. You might see a different Jaguars team this coming up year.
You might, man. He took the ping pong table away. Like, Coughlin doing Coughlin things, man.
Yeah, because you know Coughlin don't play.
He sure don't, dude. That motherfucker's all about business, man.
So, and you know, when he was their coach, you know, back in the
90s,
you know, mid-90s, you know, he turned them into, you know, almost a juggernaut. So
They haven't been the same since he left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man.
You know, of course he won two rings with the Giants, but that, you know, that just shows you what type of person he is, man. He don't play that.
Only coach has beaten Belichick in the Super Bowl
twice. Yeah, so
only coach.
You know, you might see a different Jaguars team this year, and it'll be about time, because that's probably all they were lacking. They were just lacking discipline.
Yep.
I think, you know, a lot of them, he said, weren't in football shape. So they were having weigh-ins, like, early. So.
I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah, they probably do.
But do you want to win or what?
Exactly. They're probably loving for it after that, though. Yeah. Especially if they see, you know, a good measure of success. So, you know, I think they've been winning the offseason every year for the past 2 or 3 years.
Hey, dog, speak on it, man. Like,
it don't make no sense how many players they keep getting, man.
Yep. Like, after a while, man, you gotta start developing these dudes into something.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We might see a different Jaguars team, but
let's see, man. But seven more days, man, to the draft.
Yeah, it's looking nice.
Looking real nice. Man. You wanna go ahead and say any parting words?
No.
Hey, everybody. Man, we love y'all, man. Y'all stay blessed.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see y'all next week.
Yeah. Remember, keep in mind, man, you know, we got some stuff coming down the pipeline, so, you know, be on the lookout. You know, like always, ignorance is not a handicap, it's a personal choice. And if there's no light, you must become the light. So be the light. Yeah, y'all. Episode number 53. We're going to see y'all next week.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!